In this part of our course, let's have a glimpse of the verses concerning the divine leadership, Imamah.
First verse.
Allah Almighty says, "You are only a warner, Manzur, and there is a guide, Had, for every people." 13:7. Some commentators have said, it means, "O Prophet, you are a warner for every people from the divine punishment, and are a guide." In this case, guide is connected to warner. Some other commentators have said that the verse means that you are a warner for the apostates and the transgressors, and for every community there is a guide. In this case, one phrase will refer to another one, which proves that no period of time remains without an imam. According to this explanation, there are many traditions, among both the self-called Ahli Sunnah and Shias. Hence the Bakris and Umaris have narrated from Ibn Abbas, when this verse was revealed, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I am the warner and Ali is the guide. O Ali, the pathfinders will find the path will be guided through you."
It is authentically quoted from Imam Siddiq, peace be upon him, that, explaining this very verse, he said that every imam is a guide for his people among whom he lives. It is narrated authentically through Imam Bakir, peace be upon him, that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is Manzur, and Ali is Hadi, and by Allah, not a guide from us is ever suspended, rather he will always be from us till the resurrection. It is authentically reported from Imam Siddiq, peace be upon him, that, explaining this very verse, he said, "The Prophet of Allah is Manzur, and Ali, peace be upon him, is Hadi." Then he asked the narrator, "Is there any Hadi today among us?" That narrator replied, "Why not? May I be sacrificed for you, the Hadi is coming one by one from among you until that rank reached you." Imam, peace be upon him, said, "May Allah's mercy be on you." Had it been so that after the revelation of this verse to someone that person died and, after him, there would not have been anyone to know the meaning of this verse and to make this command applicable to the people, verily the Book of Allah would have become dead, that is, meaningless in its command, would have been suspended. The Lord of the world says, "And certainly we have made the word to reach them, so that they may be mindful." 28:51. That is, we joined for them one verse after another, and one story after another, and the promise with the warning, and the admonishments through stories, which may provide lessons to them, so that they may obtain advice. In this connection, many narrations are recorded from the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, to explain that it means the appointment of one imam after another, as Ali ibn Ibrahim has mentioned in his commentary and by Sheikh Tusi in Majalis with Authentic Chains. He has said that, explaining this verse, Imam Siddiq, peace be upon him, said that it means that we appointed one imam after another.
There are some probabilities in this explanation. First, it might mean that we, by appointing one imam after another, applied the word, that is, statement of truth and the propagation of the truthful commands and codes, to the people. Second, by the consecutive appointment of the imams, we made the word, that is, the statement of truth and the propagation of the truthful commands and the clear code for the people. Third, this may be a hint towards the verse wherein Almighty Allah, at the time of determining to create Adam, peace be upon them, said to the angels, "I am going to place in the earth a caliph." 2:30.
That is, this promise of making a caliph in the earth is not exclusively for the time of Adam, peace be upon him, rather it will continue till the resurrection, and that there will be no period without an imam therein. But the first reason is clearer and, anyhow, perhaps this may be the explanation of the inner meaning of this verse which, however, is not against the apparent meaning as mentioned by commentators, Allah knows better. In Basayir ad-Darajat, there is a narration from Imam Bakir, peace be upon him, in the explanation of the Almighty's verse. "And of those whom we have created, are the people who guide with the truth and thereby do justice." 7:181. Its apparent translation is, "In the group created by us, there is a batch, who guide people with truth and issue command to them with justice. Imam, peace be upon him, said that, this batch means the truthful imams. The explanation of this verse, Allah willing, will be given afterwards. According to traditions in this regard, Ibn Babawayh has in his books Majlis and Kamaluddin, quoted Imam Zain al-Abidin saying, "We are the leaders of the Muslims, and the evidences of Allah for the worlds, and we are the Sadat, leaders, and the Mominun, believers, and the bright faces of paradise, and the chiefs of those having white hands and feet, whose faces and hands and feet will be shining, owing to the radiance of wuzu, vis-ablution for prayers, that is of the Shias, and that the masters and chiefs of the Muslims are we, and we are the means of protection of the residents of the earth from divine chastisement. Just as the stars are shelters for the residents of the sky."
It means so long as we are on the earth, the resurrection will not occur, and punishment will not rain on people, and so long as the stars are in the sky, the angels need not fear the occurrence of the resurrection. Our being lifted up is a sign of the suspension of the earthly arrangement, and the death of the people on earth, just as the wiping off of the stars in the sky is a sign indicating the upheaval in the skies, and of the displacement of angels from their stations. The Hazrat said again that, "We are the shelter, because of our blessing, Allah protects the skies from falling on earth. But at the time of the resurrection, by His command alone, the skies will also be destroyed. Allah keeps the earth safe, because of our blessing, from its tumbling and falling along with its residents. And Allah sends rain with our blessings, and expands His vast mercy, and Allah shows the bounties of earth due to us, and if none of us is there on earth, the earth undoubtedly will go underground along with its residents. In short, the earth is never without the evidence of Allah, ever since He created Adam, peace be upon him. Be that argument of proof, hujjat, apparent and known or hidden and unknown, the earth will not remain without an imam till the resurrection. If there is no hujjat in the earth, there will be no worship of Allah, because people learn the way of worship only from Him, and only He orders people to worship Allah." The narrator asked, "How do people benefit from hujjat who are hidden from them?" He replied, "Just as people benefit from the sun even when it is hidden behind clouds."
This tradition shows that people get benefits and graces even from a hidden imam. If there is a common problem of doubt among the people, he guides them, in such a manner that they do not recognize him. Many a time, it so happens, that the hiding of imam proves to be a mercy or grace of Allah for a group, because Allah knows that if the imam is apparent these people will not believe, and most of the people are like that, because due to the appearance of the imam, they will be required to carry out duties like jihad or fighting with the enemies of religion, while the eyes and hearts of many are almost sightless, and hence, they will not be able to bear the radiance and dazzle, and so also, his ikra'ats. For example, bats cannot bear the brightness of the sun. Also, there are some rulers and arrogant people who believe in the imam, when he is in concealment, and they desire his appearance, and when the Hazrat appears, and makes a king, and a beggar equal in the eyes of justice, they cannot bear it, and become apostates. For example, when Amir al-Mu'mineen had made the hypocrites equal to a slave, while distributing bounty, who was freed only a day before, it became the cause of their apostasy, whereby both their religion and faith were harmed. And it is sufficient argument of the hiding of imam being a mercy for a person, that believing in the imam's existence gives limitless reward. Sayyid Murtaza, Rahmatullahi Alayh, has, in Sha'afi and Risa al-Tolgaybat, given replies to this objection, viz. Hiding of imam does not give any benefit to the creations. First, when the people always believe that the imam can appear at any moment, this possibility prevents them from many evil deeds. Thus the difference between non-existence of imam and the hiding of imam is clear. Second, though Allah has completed the mercy, which was incumbent for him, but the enemies of the imam are preventing the creation from being benefited by the imam. For example, when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was in Mecca, the Quraysh used to prevent people from being benefited by him, especially in those years, when the Holy Prophet along with all of his relatives belonging to Bani Hashim, was held up in the Ashibi Abi Talib, and the unbelieving Quraysh were not allowing anyone to meet the Holy Prophet. Similarly, when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was hiding in a cave, till he arrived in Medina, and these periods of his non-appearance never came in the way of deriving benefits from his holy being. Third, it is possible that the reasons of Imam's hiding may be related to friends, as Allah knows that, if the Imam appears they will not believe, and it will make them apostates. Fourth, it is not essential that the benefit of the appearance of the Imam must be public and for all. It is also possible that one group sees the Imam, and gets benefits from him, as has been reported that, there is a city in which the progeny of the Hazrat lives. The Hazrat does visit that city, though those people do not see the Hazrat, but they do obtain their requirements from him, either from behind curtain or in any other way.
After mentioning some reasons, Sayyid Murtuza, Rahmatullahi Alayh, has prepared a preamble. He writes that the benefit of the Ummah is not made complete by the Imam, but that, from the direction of Allah, with certain things to benefit by any of his choice, and that some things should be obtained from the Imam, and some ought to be from us. The things which must be from Allah are that he may create the Imam and appoint him with all requisite matters, like knowledge and the conditions of Imamah, and that he may issue texts regarding his Imamah and make it obligatory for him to rise for the sake of the affairs of the Ummah with them. And the things which are from the side of the Imam are that he accepts his responsibility and makes it obligatory for himself to rise for the sake of the Ummah. And the affairs which pertain to the Ummah are that they may make the Imam in charge of their affairs and remove the hindrances from his path and obey him and act according to the plans made by him. In short, the things from Allah, in this connection only, are main, and that it is most important that they may be effective first of all. Thereafter, the affairs pertaining to the Imam are the auxiliaries of this main, and thereafter, the affairs pertaining to us are the subsequent affairs to both things from Allah and the Imam. Therefore, until what is pertaining to Allah and the Imam does not become effective, the Ummah is not bound in any way. Thereafter, when the things are made clear by Allah and the Imam, if any hindrance comes up from the Ummah and if it makes it necessary for the disappearance of the Imam, then it does no harm to the grace of Allah. In such a time, if the Ummah does not carry out what it should concerning Allah and the Imam, then it will be considered at fault.